Spain's socialists are leading a campaign to prevent the regional government in Catalonia from holding a unilateral referendum on independence in October. Socialist Party leader Pedro Sanchez and First Secretary of the sister party PSC in Catalonia, Miquel Iceta, have unveiled a series of proposals which they believe would kickstart dialogue with the pro-independence camp and prevent what they describe as the clash of trains of October 1st.
It's very important for us that people know that there are other alternatives and solutions, that there's no reason for resignation and discouragement, that we want to be useful to resolve a problem that has been dragging on for too long.
Our declaration is important because it attempts to get out of this fake dichotomy between the separatists and the separators who feed another. We are opposed to the narrative that says there are only two options, black or white, rupture or immobility. We have been very clear over the years to denounce the immobility of the government of the People's Party. We have included with the head of the government to lead, not just to stick to the law.
The plan pursued by the socialists includes sweeping changes to the Spanish Constitution of 1978 to turn it into a more federal model, which recognizes the national aspirations of Catalonia and calls for a plurinational state. It also demands urgent investments in Catalonia's economy and advocates reforms in the autonomous financing model, which would give the regional government more powers. The socialists say their initiative is aimed at addressing the grievances submitted to Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy over the last 6 years. However, their plan has not been welcomed by the pro-independence camp.
It is necessary to see where all the defaults of the state originated and what has been the role of the socialists. I want to remind you that the measures that cut Catalonia the statutes of autonomy were passed under a socialist prime minister, so we expect very little from these proposals.
There have been few changes to the Spanish constitution since it was drafted 39 years ago, and calls for a more federal state are unlikely to win support in the general courts, Congress and the Senate, where federalism is viewed as a threat to the central government. Many here bet these ideas will end up at the bottom of a drawer because of a lack of consensus. Cusay Kadri, Press TV, Barcelona.